Okay, Shalom uvracha to everybody, Freilich and Shushan Purim. Let's get right into our learning. We'll begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur, please. Ribono Shel Olam Yiratzu Bifenecha, Al Racham Vechanan Shetetzekeni Haimu Vechol Yom Lishmar Piyu Lashoni Milashen HaRechilis Ve'ezram Lidaber Afilu Al Yishachid Vekol Shekein HaKaisa O Chelek Mehem Vekol Shekein Misur Vamidosav Shel Kol Shebaruch Hu Ve'ezram Lidaber Diver Sheker Chanufa Mecholkes Kas Gaiva Onas Dvarim Habanas Panam Leitzanas Vechol Dibur Asim Ve'ezekein Shelo Lidaber Kim Dabar Tzarech Linani Gufi V'nafshi Rikol Ma'asai V'dibur L'Shem Shemaim Amen Ve'amen. We are learning as always a Zechran Lului Nishmas Tzvi Gerashan Ben Yoav Vechana Lavasham. Shamas should have Azchus Aliyah and Chirula Tova, and the merit of the Divrei Torah that we will share, also as a schos for the Aliyah Neshama of Zevov Ben Yeshai Lavasham, and with your permission for the continued refuah bracha v'gai b'sracha gilda b'soch sh'archale Yisrael. I think it's particularly apropos to add that on this day of miracles, v'nahafich v'asheyishletu ha'yehudim heima b'soneihem yesterday and today, Purim and Shushan Purim, we daven for an immediate v'nahafichu when our enemies will be vanquished. Our enemies will be vanquished. There will be tremendous yeshuas, refuas, besuras, tovas. The hostages will be returned, will be rescued and released with rachamei shemaim immediately. Bekarov mamish, with not only refuas haguf, but also with refuas hanefesh for them, their families, and all of Klal Yisrael. Vemhera b'yaminu. So we're going to do something apropos for the day of Shushan Purim. You know, it's interesting. Somebody yesterday who we went to see on Purim, she said to me, you know, someone who's been learning with me for a very long time, Kanei Nahar, and she said that she has noticed not everyone is muted. Yikes. Whoa, sorry. Okay, was that what the message was? Yeah, I didn't see. Okay. I try to remember to do that always at the beginning of the shiur, okay? Baruch Hashem, I remembered a minute and a half in. So I was talking to someone yesterday, someone who's been learning with me for many years, who we saw on Purim Day, and she said, you know, she notices the different Magide shiur that she learns with, that there tends to be like an underlying theme to all their shiurim. And she said to me, no one's ever said this to me before, and she said to me, you know, I notice the theme in your shiur is Koach HaDibur. And I thought that was so interesting. She learns with me my Parsha classes for many years. But what she said she knows is that there's always a theme. She feels like an undercurrent, a theme of Dibur. And I thought that that was very interesting. No one's ever told me that before. I think it's in a very large part to this Shir Baruch Hashem, which has been going for so many years. Kein Yirbu Ad Biyosko Asadag, which will bring the Geula. And it's just made me extremely, am I Nechshol? Yes. Does it feel good when that happens? No. Do I try very hard? Yes. It's a constant avoda, but I think that this shir has really tremendously sensitized me. I hope that those who learn with us and listen on the Zoom and listen online as well, it's really sensitized me a lot, Baruch Hashem, to the koach of the dibur and the power of words. So today, Shushan Purim, Tafshin Pei Dalet. Today is the second yahrzeit. I'm sure we all remember very, very well, of Maran HaRav HaGaon, Rosh Kol B'nei HaGola, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik, Levracha, should always be Zchuso Yagin Alinu, but particularly during this time when we need as many Zchuyos as possible. The immense power of Torah that Rav Chaim disseminated to Klal Yisrael, and his leadership in Torah, and the dugma of what a mortal human being can become by immersing himself in a life of Torah, should be a Zchus for all of us. So I thought it would be very appropriate to learn a piece of Torah of Rav Chaim. The only sefer I have of Rav Chaim, one of my sons has a number of his sefer, the only sefer I have is Archos Yashar. His Archos Yashar is a Musar sefer in the way of life. A friend gifted it to me actually a number of years ago. Someone who learns with me gifted it to me a number of years ago. And so I sat down, I didn't know when I went to prepare the shiur, I figured there's something going to be in here because it's a Musar sefer, Amidos and How We Live is Ovdei Hashem. So I was looking through the chapters and the topics that Rav Chaim discusses, and lo and behold, towards the end of the sefer, Parak Chav Ches is a chapter on Shtika. And in it, you're going to see when I was preparing, I was really smiling. One second, I have to sneeze a lot during shiur. Excuse me. He even mentions Megillas Esther, so I thought, okay, this is totally Min HaShemayim. Today is Shushan Purim, the day in which the Jews in Shushan were given another day to take Nakama and defend themselves against their enemies. So we are going to learn Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Shtika. I'm going to screen share with you. Where is it? Right here. Okay, could for those who I could see, could you see Archos Yashar? Yeah, very good. Okay, let me just get my pointer. One second. All right. Archos Yashar. Shtika, the power of silence. So he quotes many, many psukim and many Maamar Chazal. This Sefer HaMusar really goes through different topics in the life of an Eved Hashem. I've taught from it before, not so often, but I've taught and learned from it before. Emes, Bitul Torah, truth, neglecting Torah study, Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness, Da'an Lekav Zchus, judging others favorably, Hadras Panim, the glory of the face, Hafokba V'Hafokba, delve into Torah, everything is in it, Hashgacha, divine province, Vatranas, yielding, just letting it go, Zrizus, alacrity for mitzvahs, Chinuch, education, Tahara, purity, Yiras Shemayim, fear of heaven, Yiras Chei, fear of sin, Kibud of Aim, Kibud Rabba V'Tamir Chacham, Kavod Chaveiro, Ka'as, Ukapida, angry and taking offense, the Tzanis Makri. So there are many topics here that actually are part of the Chavetz Chaim's Tefillah al Hadibur that we could have learned through many of them, but I thought that Shtika probably sums up very nicely. It's the third to last chapter, actually. After Shtika, there's Torah and then Tefillah. So he quotes in the Sefer, but it is a compilation of Maamar Chazal, Psukim from Tanakh, and Maamar Chazal about the topic that Rav Chaim is teaching. Shtika. You should know that the sages praise very, very much the quality of silence. And he begins by quoting from Perk Avos Perk Gemma. If you want to know what offense to wisdom is, how to protect. What does offense do? Offense protects something. If you have a beautiful garden, what are you going to do? You're going to put a fence around it so it won't be destroyed. Offense is something. You have to put a fence around your roof so chalila v'chas, there's no accident. Offense is something that gives protection. So siyag l'chachma, how should you protect your wisdom? How should you ensure that you don't lose whatever chachma God grants you? Shtika. You should remain silent. If you remain silent, then you're not a vessel or a vehicle where everything is just leaking out all the time. And things leak out, ultimately it'll be destroyed. That's what will happen to a person's chachma. If they're constantly without thinking, if there's like a hole, a leak, and you don't even realize, and things are constantly flowing out. If your words are constantly flowing out, soon everything's going to drain out, rachman al-Tzad. And all of this unwanted and unnecessary speech is going to cancel out the chachma that a person has. Va'amru, and the Gemara says, actually, the Gemara is quoting Mila Basala Shtikusa Betrayer. It's Aramaic, but Mila Basala, a word is worth one sala. Shtikusa, you should understand what that means. Shtika, silence, betraying. It's Aramaic, but Trey Usher is 12, because Trey is 2 and Usher is 10. So a word is worth one sala, but silence is worth 2. But Amru, and furthermore, they say there, Sama Dechula Mishtuka. Oh, Sama is the potion. The potion for everything, the healing, the elixir for everything, Sama Dekula Mishtuka. If anyone's following my Samech Mem Shi'urim, whether you're an online listener or you attend, I thought this was very interesting because Sam is like a potion. And it's also, I'm just relating to another share for a second, Sam Echmem, the Sam of Torah, the potion of Torah, is what protects us and carries us miraculously. Okay, Sam Dekula Mishtuka, the potion of all, the elixir of life, more than anything, is silence. There's nothing better than silence. Va'amru, and the Gemara says, Maseches Kedushin, Shtikusa Devavel Hainu Yechusa. Now, I don't know, I didn't look up the source of Rav Chaim's quoting, just learned through the piece by Rav Chaim, the chapter, but the silence of the people from Babel proves their Yechus. So apparently the people from Babel were silent, and how do you know if somebody had authentic Yichus, family lineage from Babel, because they were silent. So you could tell something about a person, his family, his region, his personality, based on if he knows how to hold his tongue or if he's very talkative to a fault. But Amr, the Gemara says, Yafa Shtika Lechachamim. The Gemara says in Psachim that silence is beautiful for the wise. Kal v'chomer latipshim. How much more so is it for the foolish people? If silence is beautiful for the wise, if the wise who have what to say need to be silent, how much more do the fools who have nothing to say need to be silent? Shanema, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Gam Evil Macharish Chacham Yechashev. Even if a fool is silent, If a fool is silent, even he will be considered a wise person. So there's an expression in English, they'll have the, excuse me, still waters run deep. So if a person is silent, he will be thought of as a wise person, even if he's a fool. Gam evil, machorish, chachami chashav. When a fool is silent, he will be considered as a wise person. Because the Gemara says, if a shtika is appropriate, is pleasing for Talmid Chacham, for a smart person, how much more so for a TP? She has nothing to say, so you should for sure keep her silent. We're just going to skip the parentheses. I'm going to after the parentheses. Okay. But Amru, and furthermore, the Gemara says, one second. Yeah, I'm going to tell you some other outside sources. I was just looking if I skip accent. But Amru, and furthermore, the Gemara says, Echulin, ma uman tosha odam bolamazah. What is a person's craft? An omein is a craftsman. What is a person's craft in this world? Yasim atzmo kilim. You want to know why you're here? You should make yourself like a mute. You should make yourself like a person who does not have the power of speech. Like the Pasuk says, ha'um nam elim. Like the Pasuk says, is there indeed silence? Yachal af the divrei Torah. Does that mean I should also be silent for divrei Torah? Talmud Omer, no. Tzadak tadabir. You shouldn't be silent. Righteousness, you should speak. So the Rav Chaim now quotes a Gemara. When the Gemara says, you know what the craft of a person is this world? He should make himself like a silent person. Like it says, that means, is there indeed silence? Ha'umnam ilim, is there indeed silence? But you shouldn't think, when it comes to the way you're sitting at a Purim Suda, you're sitting at a Shabbos table, two people are sitting at a meal together. Mishnah tells us very clearly that when people sit at a meal together and there's no debate, it's like Zivchei Meshim. It is the meal of the Avodah Zarah. It's like a meal of the dead person. So, of course, there should be Divrei Torah. But after Divrei Torah, that's when you have to be silent. Yachal after the Divrei Torah, no, Talmud Omer, Tzadik Tadabirun. Righteous, Lusu shall speak. Vishaninu, and furthermore, we learned in Pirkei Avos, Shimon Beno Omer, Shimon Beno, his son says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, all my days I grew up amongst the sages. I found nothing better for the body than silence. And anyone who increases words, who talks excessively, will bring sin. Again, remember, I told you, this sefer, every chapter, is a compilation of Mamei Chazal and Psukim from Tanakh and teachings of the Rabbanim that illustrate for us the koach of what the specific midah is. And here you see how much of a focus the sages and the Gemara and the Tanakh put upon the essence of silence. You don't have to say something. Don't say it to Shimon ben Gamliel. The best thing for the body is silence. And anyone who increases words of Chalamar B'dvar, I'm going to quote from the biography of Rav Gustman, Zechot Tzadok Livracha. He was the youngest dayan on the basin of Rav Chaim Ezer Grozensky before the war of Vilna. He was a famous Holocaust survivor. If you know the story of his son, his meyaka, and the shoes, and he went to comfort Professor Alman over the loss of his son, Shlomo Alman, who fell, I think it was the first or the second Lebanon War. And Rav Gustman went to comfort Professor Alman for the loss of his son, who was a father with two young children. He told him the story of his meyerka during the Holocaust and meyerka's shoes. And Rav Alman said, Rav Gustman said to Professor Alman, my son is a Kodesh, yours is a Kodesh HaKadashim. Your son fell defending Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. I never had the opportunity to sit shiva for my America. Let me sit with you. And Professor Amon said, Rabbi Necham Tami. And when we were in Eretz Yisrael, it's coming up to 5 summers ago, I mentioned many times, we did a, I don't know, tour is the wrong word, so I don't know what to call it. We went to Har Herzl. We stood by the grave of Professor Alman's son. And of course, that story came to mind. Rav Gustman was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. Unbelievable. He doesn't mean to say anything about him. But if you're not aware of him, he went to Eretz Yisrael. He reestablished the yeshiva and the base Knesset today is run by his grandson. He was a survivor. There was once a Knesset. When he was on Rav Chaim Ezer's base, and he was 21 years old. There was once a Knesset. When he walked in, the Chavetz Chaim stood up for him. He said, talking about the Chavetz Chaim and Shmir Sadibra, Rav Gustman said he never had a taiva for Kavod in his whole life. He says, once a Chavetz Chaim stands up for you, there's nothing in this whole world that gives a person Kavod after having the Chavetz Chaim stand up for him. It was unbelievable. Tremendous gadol. The Rosh Yeshiva, of Gusman, also was very meticulous in analyzing the language of the Rishonim. He used to say, some people may have a lot of time, but Rashi has no time. He is very busy. He does not waste words. If Rashi uses the words he uses, each one is necessary and calls out to be understood. So we see here that Augustine saying, you know, we just look at Rashi. Rashi says this, Rashi says that. He says, we have a lot of time. Some people waste time, but Rashi doesn't have time. Rashi is very busy, so he does not waste the word. So whatever word Rashi uses begs to be analyzed. When the Rosh Yeshiva arrived in Yerushalayim from Brooklyn with the purpose of founding Yeshivas Netzach Yisrael, he left behind many who were dependent on his guidance. Those who sought his halachic rulings and counsel would need a way to reach him. And so he had a more mundane problem. He needed a telephone. He called the number of the telephone company. At that time, it was under the auspices of the Israeli Ministry of Communication. He spoke in fluent Hebrew to the operator, who answered, Shalom, said the Rosh Yeshiva politely. I'm calling to order telephone service. Shalom, name and address, please. Rav Gusman gives his name and address. Thank you, sir. Someone will be in touch with you when the service is ready to be installed. But I need a telephone to be installed today, said Rav Gusman. Today? I'm sorry, sir, that's impossible. We have a long waiting list indeed. At that time, the average waiting time for a new telephone line was approximately 1 year. Madam, said the Rosh Hashiva with dignity, do you know who I am? No, sir, she said. I'm a general, madam. This is Aluf. Aluf is like a chieftain. This is Aluf Gusman. Rav Gusman used the Hebrew word for general. Madam, I am expecting urgent calls from overseas. I need a telephone to be installed, and I need it to be done immediately. Okay, sir. Let me pass you to my supervisor. The supervisor came in the lane and said, how may I help you? This is Aluf Gusman speaking. I have a unit of troops. I have a mission. I need a telephone to be installed today. Aluf Gusman? I have never heard of that Aluf, said the supervisor. Listen to me, said the Rosh Hashiva, and listen carefully. I am a general with soldiers. I am responsible for them, and they are at my command, and I have a mission to carry out. I'm expecting urgent calls from abroad. I need a telephone to be installed, regardless of whether you have heard of me or not. This is urgent, sir. By the next day, Aluf Gusman had a telephone installed. The Sefer says that he would tell his close talmidim, words are a very powerful tool. Words often mean no less than the difference between life and death. Life and death are dependent on the tongue. We know that from Mishlei. It doesn't say in the biography that's quoted from Mishlei, but I would surmise that that's where it's quoted from, Mishlei 18:21. During the war years, I survived because I knew how to talk to people in the right moment. I said what needed to be said and the way it needed to be said, and that saved many lives, including my own. Words are a very powerful tool. They often mean the difference between life and death. Life and death are dependent on the tongue. And when we look at Rashi, we think, oh, Rashi says this, Rashi says that. However, Rav Gusman says, we think Rashi has extra time. Rashi doesn't have time. Today, people think we have so much extra time. If Rashi chooses a word, use it very carefully. It's so interesting. Something stood out at me that I never noticed before. You just always have to read there. And this pasuk's parsha is Vayikra. I don't know if I'm in front of me. This pasuk's parsha is Vayikra. It's all about korbanos. And there is a teaching that if a person takes a vow, whether to do bad or to good, and he doesn't uphold the vow, what are the consequences? What korban does he need to bring? So Rashi gives an example. What is an example of a person who says he will do good to himself and he doesn't do it? I don't know if anyone remembers. Rashi says two things, eating and sleep. Last night I was talking to one of my children, and it was very, very late. I know it was prayer, but it was an exceptionally late day, but it was really late. So I said to this child, this week's parsha, what did Rashi say if a person makes an oath to do good to himself? And the child remembered, achila and shena. I said, so you see from this Rashi, it never struck me before. Sleep is very good for the body. Sleep is very important. Rashi's telling you how to live your life. You have to eat healthy and you have to sleep healthy in order to be physically healthy, to serve a Kosh Baruch. So if Gusman says, you think Rashi's just saying words? If Rashi says a word, Rashi doesn't have time. He's not wasting word. Every word deserves to be analyzed. Let's go back to Rav Chaim. Okay, I'm back here. Mishanino. Oh, so we just learned that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, all my days I grew up amongst the sages. I found nothing better for the body than silence. Anyone who increases words brings sins. Because of Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah says, Rabbeinu is a commentary on the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah, Perkei Avos says, kol amar b'dvarim mevichei. Anyone who increases words brings sin. What is the Mishnah referring to? Zaha inyan b'divrei Torah medaber. This is speaking about words of Torah. How could you increase words and bring sin in Divrei Torah? She'ein laharbos b'halacha. You don't have to be speaking excessively when discussing halacha. Ela yamtin v'yachshov mashu yomar. You should wait and you should think about what you're going to say. You don't need to speak excessively when it comes to paskening the halacha. You shouldn't talk too much extra about it. So it's very interesting. Let's pray in the shir. Also, this is from Rav David Feinstein, one short ma'amer. At the close of a shir of David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Vracha, a young Talmud Chacham approached, seeing a small crowd around Rav David and thinking that people were looking for action, he asked the Shaila. The Rosh Hashiva answered, yes, replied the young man to Rosh Hashiva, but why? Rav David paused for a moment and repeated the question. The answer is yes. Why? Because that's the halacha. That's why, he said, and the conversation was closed. Now, I know, please, sometimes there are times in a Talmud needs an explanation, but in this case, it seems that the person just wanted to have an extra conversation that wasn't necessary for the benefit of everyone standing around. And Rav David said, that's the answer. The Allah says, yes, she'en laharbos b'halacha. Rabbeinu Yonah says on the Mishnah, what is this talking about? Called Marbe Dvarim Yevichet. It's talking about inne halacha. Ala yamtin, you should wait. If you notice, it says, Rav David paused. He waited and he said, V'yachshuv mashiyamar, you should wait, and you should think before you speak. V'hi dvarim b'mishka v'lo yimeher osam, and your words should be measured. And you shouldn't hurry them. Ki berov dvarim lo yachtal pasha, because with many words, sin will not cease. So that's two double negatives. What it means is, if there are many words, sin will flourish. V'yachshuv ki adavar kenhu, and you should think that this is how the matter is. And if you speak too much, you will not be able to avoid making an error when you are teaching the halacha. There will ultimately be errors in moral halacha. Why? Because you've spoken too much. You should think, you should pause, you should wait. Now, this doesn't apply to us. This applies to those who are paskening halacha. But it's another example Rav Chaim is telling us of how a person has to be so careful with the words. And my impression of this was that if Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that this Mishnah applies to those who are paskening halacha, so they're involved with Divrei Torah. Kol marbe dvarim mevichet, all who increase words bring sin. Zeh anyin bedivrei Torah medaber. This is speaking about those who are involved in Torah. Kal v'chomer, ben benosho kal v'chomer. That's what I understood from this. So you can say, oh, this doesn't apply to me. I'm not paskening halacha. What does it teach me? If Rabbeinu Yonah says you should measure your words when it comes to paskening halacha, and those are in Divrei Torah, kal v'chomer, ben benosho kal v'chomer, for all the random things we speak about, that certainly are not Divrei Torah. If words of Torah need to be measured, how much more so do dvarim b'teilim, senseless, purposeless words that we just say for no reason, how much more so do they need to be measured? Mi'amu, furthermore, he quotes the Medrash Kala Rabasi, have a danis dvarcha, ad shelo totzi osam epicha. You should measure your words, you should judge your words before you take them out of your mouth. Kedei sheyachshav adam mahu meyishivu. A person needs to know, he needs to contemplate his words, Kala Rabasi, so others who hear you can understand what you're answering them, and they will know how to reply. Kedei sheyachshav adam mahu meyishivu. A person should understand what you are answering, umayishivu, and how they should answer you. Again, judge your words, measure your words before you take them out of your mouth. Vaharash, and the Rosh teaches in the Arachayim Kashav, Dvarecha bo mal aznei tzedek tishko. Your words, you should measure on the scales of weights. Well, just like you go to the supermarket and you measure the produce before you buy it. In the olden days, they would go to the small corner store. The sugar would go on the scale. The salt would go on the scale. The herring would go on the scale in the town store. So that's how careful you are when you measure your produce. We don't want to pay more than, I don't know, I bought a pound of zucchinis. I don't want to pay for 2 pounds of zucchinis. I'm going to watch the cash register. I'm going to tell, no, I paid too much. If we're so careful about the scale of finances, how much more careful we have to be about the scale of words. Your words should be measured on scales of weights of justice. Spending money should be easier in your eyes than spending your words. How many of us in society measure our words the same way we measure money? It should be light in your eyes. Hotzas mimoncha. The expelling, the taking out of your money, mehotzas tvaracha. I'd venture to say that for 99% of the hamonam, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's not a correct assumption, I don't know. It seems to me that for the majority of people, they're much more careful, we are much more careful with our money than we are with our risk. The words just come out quickly. They just flow freely. But the scale, of course, I'm going to measure how many pounds of zucchini and tomatoes and, I don't know, onions and apples I bought. I'm not just going to pay unnecessarily. But the Rosh writes, what does it mean your words should be measured like the scale on a scale? It should be easier for you to spend money than it is for you to speak words. Va'amru, the Gemara says, Masecha Sanhedrin, Tuve Deshame Va'adish. It's in Aramaic, and he translates this for us into Lashon HaKodesh. Ashri Shoshomeh V'Shosei. Fortunate is the one who hears and who is silent. Chalufa Bishtameya. Nitzo Memeh Tzaros. Ashri Shoshomeh V'Shosei. Fortunate is the one who hears something negative said about him or about somebody else. V'Shosei. He is silent. He doesn't answer back. Someone insults him and he holds his tongue. Someone tries to goad him on and he does not become involved. Nitzo Memeh Tzaros. Such a person will be saved from 100 Tzaros. Va'amru. And the Medrash says, Medrash Tanchuma. Oy lo the Adam Shemotzi Davar Mitoch Piv. Woe to the person that words just come out of his mouth and he doesn't even know how they got there. He's so careless and so thoughtless in the things that he says that there's just running streams of words coming out of his mouth without any attention as to how they even got there. Woe to a person who speaks without thought. Woe to a person whose words just come out without being measured. Woe to a person who's more makbid on his money than he is on his words. That's not me saying that. I think for the society in which we live today and in the way in which we live, that's an unbelievable, powerful teaching of Chazal. Go find me a person who measures their words more than their money. I don't know. It's a true gadol. Woe to the person who just says words and doesn't even contemplate the outcome of these words. Va'amru. Kol dibra v'dibra, this is from also Medrash Tanchuma, Kol dibra, so you see what Orchas Yosha is. It's a compilation of teachings from Tanakh, Ma'amei Chazal, he's going to quote the Chazon Ish soon, his uncle, that every sentence in every chapter is related to the topic under discussion or that we are learning based on the teachings of our sages. Kol dibra v'dibra, she'etz me'picha nichtavim. Why it's Tanchuma Mitzora. What's the parasha about in Tezriya Mitzora? The parasha is about the Mitzora, the person who speaks Lashon Hara. So Medrash tells you, Kol dibra v'dibra she'etz mipicha nichtavim. Don't think even one word escapes the heavenly Sefer Zichronos. Kol dibra v'dibra. Every single word that comes out of a person's mouth is written down. Bein tov, bein ra. Whether good, whether bad. This reminded me very much of the Maisa and the Megillah. Again, today is Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim. Currently, they're still, it's not Shkia yet, celebrating Purim. Reminded me in the Megillah of the power of words. Because when Mordechai tells Esther, who tells the king at the end of Perek Beis, about the plot of Bigson and Seresh to kill the king, it's written down in the Sefer Zichronos. Written down that Mordechai said, Bigson and Seresh want to kill the king. Years later, the Sefer Zichronos is taken out. And what does it say there? 6:1 in the Megillah, Vav Aleph. Va'alayla hahu nidada shnas ha-melech. On that night, the king's sleep was disturbed. Va'yomer l'havi Sefer Zichronos divrei yamim. And he ordered, he couldn't sleep, so what do you do when you can't sleep? Ahasuerus brought the Sefer Zichronos. It'll be so boring, maybe it'll put me back to sleep. And they were read before the king by Yimatzei Kasuv Asher Higid Mordechai Al Big Son of Asara Shnei Sharise Amelech Meshar Meisaf Asher Big Shalush Seachyar B'Melech Achshveus. And it was found written that Mordechai spoke, Mordechai told, Mordechai used the words to say that Big Son and Sarash, the two chamberlains of the king, wanted to kill the king. And the king says, "What should we do with honor and glory for Mordechai?" And the servant said, "We should do nothing." But the point is that this is a perfect illustration of the fact that something that we say years before is recorded, it is kept, is in a book of remembrances before the king. Also, if you know, in this passage, it does not say Shem Achashverosh. Listen, Balayla Hohu Nidada Shnas HaMelech. Medrash Esther Rabba, I believe it's 3:10, I think. Medrash Esther Rabba tells us, when it says HaMelech, Hamach Achashverosh is a reference to King Achashverosh. Hamach is a reference to Melech Melechim Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On that night, the king of all kings, his sleep, Kaviyachal, was disturbed. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Malachi HaShareis, bring me the Book of Remembrances, the Book of Chronicles, and the angels read before God. We need crime with the Melech. Vayimatzei Kasuv, it was found written, Asher Higid Mordechai, in the heavenly scroll, Mordechai's words were recorded, al big son of Asherish, on the two chamberlains of the king, who guarded the Mishomrei Hasaf, guards of the threshold, Asher big shulish lechab amech shveirush, that they wanted to kill Achashverosh. Vayomer Hamelach, and the king said, what should we do with honor and greatness for Mordechai about this? They said, don't do anything. And the Malach said, who's in the Chatzir? This is the moment of the downfall. This is the moment everything changes, because the king realizes that he never paid back. The king Achashverosh realizes he never paid back Mordechai with honor and greatness. And when Haman comes in, the king says, what should I do with someone the king wants to honor? Haman says, who does the king want to honor more than me? Turns out there is someone the king wants to honor more than him. But on the Melech Malchim Lachim, one of the things we learn from this passage, not an obvious lesson of the Megillah, but it's very, very clear. One of the things we see is that in the Sefer Zichronos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every word is recorded. Asher Higid Mordechai al Big Son of Asherish. Every single word that we say, every single word that we utter, is recorded. And years later, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out the Sefer Zichronos, it's there. That's an uncomfortable thought. Maybe not for you, but for me. That's a frightening thought. The Medrash says in Parashas Metzora, Medrash Tanchuma, called Dibur V'Dibur, Sheyetzi M'Picha Nechtavim. Each and every word that emanates from my mouth is being written down the Sefer Zichronos. When the sleep of the king, so to speak, is disturbed, and they bring the Sefer Zichronos, it's going to be in there, what I said. Oh, it was 5 years earlier, 6 years earlier, okay. 15 years earlier, it was there. Bein tov, bein ra. Va'amru, afilu sicha kala shebein yishlishto magidin lo adam b'shas hadin. The Gemara says, Maseches Chagiga, something we've quoted many times. Even light banter, light discussion between a husband and wife, person's going to have to answer for that in the Olam HaEmes. That's also going to be written in my Sefer Zichronos. There's no excuses for inappropriate speech in the Olam HaEmes. Once it goes into the Sefer Zichronos, it's there. But I was mamish smiling when I prepared, because I don't have any notes in it. Like, you see my own notes when I'm learning through. And on this page, yeah, you can see my own notes. But I don't know that I ever learned through that. But I was mamish smiling because I thought that this was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be learning this today. Because now Rav Chaim himself mentions Medrash Esther Rabbah. But Amru and the Medrash says, Ein Esther Megeles Moladata. No, that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Bees. After she's chosen as queen, Ein Esther Megeles Moladata V'Esamaka Shertzit Allah Mordechai, Shaloh Sagid Mordechai tells her. Could be before she was chosen as queen just for the sake of MS. Actually, since I said that, while she's in the process of being chosen as queen, I'm not going to take the time to look up in the Megillah right now because the time's going fast, but she does not tell who she is. Mordechai told her, don't tell, don't reveal your identity. She doesn't reveal. Melame chetofsa shtika v'atzkna. Rav Chaim says, you learn from here, and he's quoting Medrash Esther Rabbah, that she grabbed the craft of silence for herself. Now, where did this craft of silence come from? Ki Rachel zekenta shetafsa pelach shtiga. Like Rachel, her foremother, who grabbed the spindle of silence. Amdu kol gadolei zara b'shtiga. All of Rachel's descendants had this. We learn this magic. Binyamin, Binyamin grabbed the spindle of silence. The magic says he did not reveal. He knew what happened to Yosef. He knew about the sale. He was a descendant of Rachel, a child of Rachel. When did Rachel grab the spindle of silence? So when she did not tell, she didn't reveal. So I run this page. Rachel grabbed the spindle of silence. How so? She did not tell that Leah was going instead of her. She revealed the signs, the special signs, to spare her sister embarrassment. Because someone embarrasses their friend in public. It's a pikuach nafesh. The pikuach nafesh to embarrass somebody in public another sin that comes with dibur. And Rachel grabbed the craft of silence. She knew that Leah was going to the chuppah, and she did not say anything to save her sister a horrible embarrassment. If Yaakov would have said under the chuppah, this is the wrong one, and she's standing there. Binyamin knew about the sale. Binyamin did not say that the brothers did. He understood that they were convening the beastin. He was not allowed to say. He didn't say anything. Amdu kogadol lezar abishtika. Shaul also did not say that he was the one who was chosen as the king. Mordechai knew when to be silent. Esther knew when to be silent. Amdu kogadol lezar abishtika. But Amru, furthermore, Rav Chaim continues, remember, this is not a share on one specific topic, science of shtika, but we're going through so many ma'amrim to show how important science is in the Torah and to Chazal. And yet, we live in a society, in a day and age, it's true. It's mamish true, where we feel the need to say everything and a need to post everything. It's mamish true. We feel a need to say everything, and we feel a need to post everything. Posting everything is also one form of excessive speech if something does not need to be said. V'amru, kol mi sheshomea kilaso v'shoseik nikra chasid. Furthermore, Chazal say that anyone hears, this is in, I just want to tell you where the source is, soch midrash shocher tov, midrash tehillim shocher tov, kol mi sheshomea kilaso v'shoseik nikra chasid, v'nasa shutaf v'kosh baruch hu. How great is someone who hears that he has been cursed, someone insults him, someone curses him, and he's silent, he does not answer back. Nikra Chassid is called a pious person. V'nasa shutav l'kodesh baruch hu, and he is made a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amru, furthermore, the Midrash says, B'shash adam ol b'machshava libros, gozer alav kamasichos hu yasiach, v'kama dibros hu yedaber. So if you've ever heard this outside here, you have a source for it. He is quoting Medrash HaGadol Parshas Vayera and Sefer Chassidim, Rav Chaim, that's the Chaim source. When a man, when it enters a Kosh Baruch Hu's mind, so to speak, to create a person, goes there all of Kama Sichus Hu Yasiach, the Kama Dibros Hu Yudaber, it is decreed upon the person at the time of his creation, how many conversations he will converse and how many words he will speak. So not only is time running, from 0 to 120. But there's a counter for our words. So this isn't just hearsay. Here you see a mamash. Rav Chaim quotes it in the Sefer. There's a counter of our words. So a person is allotted. I have no idea how many words we speak a day. What's the average? Times that by 120 years. I have no idea. Let's say it's 50 billion. Maybe it's more. I have no clue. I'm just using a number. So from the time a person's born until 120, that counter is going. And every word they say is another word off. So if we all have a certain amount of allotted words, do I want to spend my words talking Lashon Hara? Beitzanus? Gaiva? Kaas? Sinas Chinam? I have nothing better to discuss than why I hate that sect of Jews. I have nothing better to discuss than the rabbi's drasha on my Shabbos table that I didn't enjoy. I have nothing better to discuss than nivel peh, things that are happening in society that I shouldn't be speaking about. Crass words, coarse words. I only have a certain amount of words. So why am I using them up on things I shouldn't be saying? V'chein David Omer. And so David HaMelech says, Ki ein mila b'lishoni hein Hashem yadatu kula. David HaMelech says, for the word is not yet on my tongue. V'chein David, ki ein mila b'lishoni, the word's not even on my tongue. Hein Hashem yadatu kula. I didn't even say the words. But you Hashem know all of them. What does that mean, Hashem? You know how many words I get. So even before the word that I'm about to speak is on my tongue, you Hashem know what I'm about to get. V'im yadaber yosir midai. And if a person speaks excessively, he's constantly speaking, he's a dabran, yeish lachosh, he's a mer debarav, shenigzar lav. Chaim says, so maybe talk, or you'll finish up your words before your time comes. And then if a person finishes up their words, so there's two counters. There's the clock from 0 to 120 years, and there's the clock from 0 words to 50 billion. Again, I have no clue the number, like literally no clue. No clue. It's just a random example. But if you get up to that, so you have no words left. I told this over in a different shiur, but it's reminded me of this. My son told me that Rav Kilson said in a Musarvad last week, preparing for Purim, that someone went to Rav Shmuel Shlita, Shlita's Philadelphia, one of our Gedolei Adar, And he asked Rav Shmuel, how do I prepare? What's the hachana for Purim? And the avoda of Purim. Preparation for Purim and the work of Purim. Avodas Hashem. Rav Shmuel said four words. My son reiterates, so I assume, I don't know. I would imagine of Kilsen. Four words. Do what he wants. Yeah, you could turn that into a half an hour Musa lesson, or you could say it in four words. Do what he wants. He meaning a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when the Baruch Hu said, what's my hachana? Do what he wants. What's my avoda? Do what he wants. That was the whole thing. If a person speaks excessively, you have to be wondering, you have to be suspicious. Maybe I just used up all my words. Va'amru, and the Gemara says in Gittin, hane'elavim ve'enam aluvim, those who are insulted and do not return an insult, shomin cherpasan ve'en mashivim, they hear their shame, someone shames them, and they don't answer. Osin me'ahava usmechen bi'asurin, they act out of love and they rejoice in trials. Aleim akasuv omer, the pasuk in Tehillim compares them to the in Shoftim, not Tehillim. Shoftim, which I just taught. So this is from Shiras Devorah. And those who love him are like the powerful rising sun. Just like the sun is so powerful and fuels everything. I once read that if Chas V'Shalom is a star, if Chas V'Shalom the sun burned up, the world would exist for 8 minutes and the entire world would cease. I mean, just think of the galus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that every single day for 5,784 years, the Ma'ar HaGadol is lighting up our world. Think about that. 8 minutes, the whole world would cease to be. That's how powerful the sun is. Of course, the sun is run by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's the light of the sun. That's the warmth of the sun. That's what the sun does for our world. That's how powerful the sun is. The sun is upholding the whole world. I know Hashem is upholding the whole world. But how powerful is someone who's insulted and doesn't answer? Who is ashamed and doesn't reply back? Who serves God from love and he loves Yisur and he rejoices in Yisur. He is like the sun in its rising strength. The sun, the force of the sun, the heat of the sun, the warmth of the sun, make sure that all of nature runs appropriately. That's how a person is. The whole world, he's upholding the whole world. If someone embarrasses him, he doesn't answer back. If someone insults him, he doesn't answer back. He knows that all this time. Umaran ha-chazon ish, that's all. Narav Chayim, I told you he's going to quote Chazon Ish. Al ashtika ein mischartin. The Chazon Ish teaches, there's something in life a person will never regret. You know what you will never regret? Holding your silence. Words, you will very often regret. But holding your silence, you will never come to regret. It reminded me of a piece from the great Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, lots of teachings from our Gedolim today. I'm quoting Rav Gusman, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, now Rav Moshe, Yibadu Chaim Tovim Veruchim, Rav Shmuel, and we're learning a piece of Rav Chaim. Our Gedolim teach us how to live our lives. Our Gedolim teach us how to be a Yid. They teach you how to be a person. They teach you how to be an Eved Hashem. There are things in life a person will regret, many, and there are certain things in life a person will never regret. The Chazon Ish told you, Ashtika ein mischartin. The Chazon Ish says, you know, you're never going to get a holding your tongue. It might be hard in the moment. Now, the Chazon Ish, I can't imagine had it, but we might have a Yetzirah. Shtika, there's never regret. This reminded me of a piece from Rav Moshe Zatzal. Rav Moshe told a young man who came to him about a certain Shaila. People do many things in life for which they later have charata, regret. A person may start a business or some other venture, and then one day might come the day when he regrets ever having undertaken it. He may enter a partnership that turns sour. He will regret the day he agreed to it. That's what life is. But there is one thing that no one ever regrets. I guarantee you, said Rav Moshe, no one who learns a block Gemara, a Perek Mishnayos, or a Pasuk in Chumash ever wakes up the next day and tells himself, I'm sorry I did that. Never. I read this biography years ago, but it's something that really stuck in my mind. Certain things we regret in life, and certain things we don't regret in life. A person who is involved in a life of Torah, what Moshe says, a daf gemara, a mishnah, a pasuk in chumash, you're never going to wake up and say tomorrow, wow, can't believe I wasted my time. I can't believe I did that. I regret having done that. Chazon Ish says, you know what else you're never going to get? You're never going to regret the power of silence. If you hold back your words, it's always something valuable. You'll never have to clap on a chait. Because of Harambam, now yes you will. So some don't mean me. Of course, if you have an opportunity to give someone a compliment and build someone up with your words and praise them, you should do so. If you know how the art of praise and compliments, of course you should build someone up. But we have to use our seichel. Chazon Ish is talking about dibra that should not be said. I'm not going to regret saying a dvar Torah d'Shabbos dibra. We're not going to regret building up your child. You're not going to regret complimenting another person. But most of our words that don't need to be said, if we look back and remember that Sefer Zichronos, Balayla Hahu Nidadash Nasa Melech. What am I going to say? It's mamish a pachad. What am I mamish going to say? It's written in there. Oh, it's years later. You said that years ago. Okay, it's still there. Chas of Harambam, Perek Beis Medeas Halacha Dalet. I would really like to finish this chapter of Chaim. So I might need 5 more minutes. If you have to go, I understand, you can listen to my chair. I myself have another share coming up, but I just want to complete the parak. Because of a Rambam Perek Beis Medeas Chadal, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, La'olam Yarba Adam B'shtika. The Rambam codifies, okay, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah's codification of Halacha. The Rambam is in a Musar Sefer. Codification of Halacha. So Rambam says, you know what Halacha is? La'olam Yarba Adam B'shtika. A person should increase silence. V'lo yudaber ala o bedvar chachma o bedvarim shetzarech l'mechai guva. If you have to talk on matters of wisdom, ain't chachma ala Torah. If you have to talk on Torah, of course you should talk on Torah. If you have to talk about something that's necessary for your body, I don't know, you have to tell the doctor that your throat hurts. So you have to tell. But if it's not something that's necessary for your survival, chayi gufo, his physical sustenance, and it's not something that's divrei chachma, la'olam yarba adam b'shtika, you should be silent, says the Rambam. Amru al Rav, Tami Rabbeinu Kaddish, it said about Rav, a student of Rabbeinu Kaddish, shalo sach sicha b'tela kol yamav, v'zo sichas rov kol adam. Rav Chaim says, you know, the rare person like Rav, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Kaddish, Chazal say he never spoke a wasted word his entire life. Vizohu sichas rov kol adam. But this is precisely the majority of what people speak about. Vizohi sicha betela sichas rov kol adam. The majority of what we speak is sicha betela. Things I don't need to say, wasted words. That counter is going down to 50 billion or how many words it is. Why am I saying this? Is this what I want to waste my words on? And Rav Chaim says that that's the majority of what people talk about. Even when it comes to requirements, the things that you need for your body, how many times you have to say it, still be as concise as possible in your words. And about this, the sages say, the more we speak, the more likely it is we're going to sin. So even when it comes to tzarchei guf, like the Rambam says, you need to talk about that, something necessary for your physical needs, it should still be done in a way as concise as possible. There's nothing better for the body than silence, said the sages. Even when it comes to words of Torah and words of wisdom, a person should speak less and do more. You should still minimize your words. But when it comes to carrying out that which you're speaking about, one should encapsulate vast concepts and topics into a few words. That was our article translation. A Chazal say, where is this brought down? I don't know. But the sages say, looking to see if it says in the footnote, no, it doesn't even say where Rav Chaim's quoting. The sages say that even when a person's teaching his students, students are children are students, so whether you're teaching your children or your students, you should do it in a fashion that is as concise as possible to get the message across. Now, of course, you have to be careful with this. You have some children/students who can hear in a concise fashion. Their level of intelligence is different, their level of understanding is different, their needs are different, so you have to know it's an art. With which child/Talmud do I have to elaborate? With which child/Talmud is it easy enough to say it in a short form? But in the most concise fashion possible, that's how it should be said. Aval imha yu dvari hadvar merubim ve'ainyan mu'at hareza sichlus. However, if, 1 second. I don't know where I'm up to. Okay. Aval imha yu hadvar merubim ve'ainyan mu'at. But if the matter, the words are many and the matter is little, hareza sichlus. This is just foolishness. You're speaking. But you're not doing, and you could say it in 2 sentences, but you say it in 100. How is this? Because you're a fool. Val zenemar ki baha chalom berav inyan, they'll call kasil berav. I thought this was very interesting. It's a pasuk from Koheles. Ki baha chalom berav inyan, where a dream comes from much concern. Shlomo Melech tells us those dreams that you have come because you're concerned about a certain topic. I thought that was very interesting, for me, very true. The call kasil beravdrim, but the voice of a fool is proven. The voice of a fool emanates with many words. Someone who just talks a lot with no point and purpose, he's identified as a fool. Sigel chachmashticha. Rav Chaim reminds you that the fence around wisdom is silence. Lefichach lo yimaher lashiv. I remember when my brother told me years ago about his rabbi shlita, Rav Meir Tversky shlita, that there's always a pause before he answers something. There's a short pause of a few seconds. It's palpable that he is contemplating his words before he takes them out of his mouth. Halavai, you should be on such a level to think of such things, to think about what I'm going to say before I say it. Lefichach lo yimaher lashiv. Take a minute. Don't be so quick to answer. Think in your head with silence before the words come out of your mouth. Lo yarbet ledaber. Don't increase your speech. And this is how you should teach your children, with composure, yishuv adas, v'nachas, with pleasantness, below tzaka, below richas lashon, without screaming, without lengthy tongue, going on. Husha Amar Shlomo, this is what Shlomo says, Direi Chachamim b'nachas l'shvayim, also from Kohalas. The words of the wise are heard with pleasantness. A person speaks with kindness to his children and to his family members, to his friends, his students. His words are heard. When a person speaks with, God forbid, screaming, with saying things he shouldn't be saying to his students, his family, his friends, no one wants to hear his words. No one wants to hear anything. He's destroying relationships. You already quoted from Tazria Mitzora, Medrash Tanchuma. We know the Mitzora is one who sits outside the camp. Why? Ho yavuhu hivda balashon hara ben ish l're'ehu ben ish l'ishto af hu yivadal. It's like 1344, 45, Yud Gimel, Mem Dalet, Mem Vav. He has to sit outside the camp. Why does he have to sit outside the camp? Ho ilvuhu hivda. Remember Rashi. Rashi says Rav David Feinstein. You think Rashi is time? Every word of Rashi needs to be. No, it's Rav Gustman. Rav Gustman. Every word of Rashi needs to be analyzed. Ho ilvuhu hivda b'lashon hara ben ish l're'ehu ben ish l'ishto af hu yivadal. His lashon hara caused the divide. He shouldn't have said those words. Horrible words of maves divided between people. He caused a wedge between man and fellow man, between wife and husband. He has to have a wedge driven between him and society, send them away. But when a person speaks with nachas, with pleasantness, with the right words, with concise words, with kindness, with an ayin tova, his words will be heard kindly. Ad kam lashono. Adam Chaim finishes the chapter on Shtika by telling you a person who pays attention to all of his words before he speaks them, and he thinks, do I need to say this or don't I need to say this? His words will always be a nachas ruach. Today we don't have karbanos. How are the korbanos a pleasing fragrance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it brings me nachas ruach. I commanded and you did my words. You brought the korban with a proper kavana, with a proper shechita, with a proper voda, with a proper achila. There was no pigul, there was no leaving over till the morning. So I have such a nachas ruach. You did what you were supposed to do. How do we bring nachas ruach to Hashem today? There are no korbanos. So what's going to be the nachas ruach chafanai shamarti v'nasa ritzoni? Your words. Adam sheisponim b'chol dibrav. I'm telling to myself. This whole shiur is for me. Adam sheisponim b'chol dibrav. Term yedaber. I'm sorry, chano lo. Shiur shabi as chos there. Rav Chaim, I don't know that he needs arli and Hashem. I can't even say such a thing. But we daven that learning his Torah on his yurtzeit should bring a shafa bracha avracha meshamayim down to this world. Shchuso Yagin Aleinu, his tremendous merits, what a person can become in this world, unbelievable, his tremendous merits should elicit Yeshuos and Besoros Tovus and Geula. Our brothers and sisters are in the deepest darkness of Afela and Shibud. They should be zocha to the Or Gadol. We should be zocha v'nomer lefanav Shir Chadash Halleluka. Learning his Torah on today, Shushan Perim, Tasva of Adar. Occasion of a second yurtzeit, not only to learn the Torah, let's go implement the Torah. It should be in his merit, his chus, his merit should protect us. Adam sheispon bechol dibrav term yedaber im tzarech lan olav. Lo yedaber al dvarim sheyakosh baruch hu nachas ruach misa. Lo yikasha bechol dvarav. when he brings such a nachas ruach to Kosh Baruch Hu, and he knows not only is the life counter going, the year counter, but the word counter is going. But tremendous nachas for Kosh Baruch Hu, even in the absence of karbanos, and he will never stumble with all of his speech. B'sores tovas for Yeshua, to everybody, Freilich and Shushan Purim. Thank you, Kol Tov Tov.